Hi, welcome to Illumio Insights. This is a podcast where we dig a little bit deeper into some of the topics in and around Illumio ASP and microsegmentation. Today, I'm joined by Darren Wolstein again, who's our resident Microsoft expert here at Illumio. Welcome, Darren.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hopefully, everybody's listened to the first podcast where we did a little bit of an intro, provide some background on your career and what brought you to actually brought us to this episode where we talk about what brought you to Illumio. We talked about some of the challenges that you were faced with when you worked at Apple as one of the Microsoft experts at Apple. And as you were saying at the end of the last podcast, you got an email in your inbox one day that kind of piqued your interest. And what was it about that? It obviously came from Illumio, which is something that brought you here. But what was it about that email that made you dig a little bit deeper?
It was actually an email from a friend.
Okay.
That was asking me to help validate this product that he'd run across.
Okay.
And I quickly poked around the edges and said, hey, wait a minute. This solves this problem that I've had for quite some time. Who are these people and where do they come from, right?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
So so this friend had actually been introduced to Illumio and was using it in their environment or just had come up?
I think they had a POC.
Oh, okay.
They checked it out and he just wanted another opinion on it.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
So, of course, me being very opinionated as I am, I was happy to get
one. And he knew this. Okay, yeah. So you do you remember the problem? What was the problem that he was trying to solve for?
He was actually solving a very familiar problem to most people.
Yeah.
He did not believe his development environment was separated from his production environment.
Which oftentimes, he probably came to this with that opinion or that sort of reaction because he had been through it before, right?
Correct. And so this was a relatively new company for him.
Yeah.
And they swore up and down that they had already done all this work.
Yeah.
And he started poking holes and finding holes and said, wait a minute.
This is not
up to par. So he had found Illumio and he started to implement it just to start testing the workflows, right? So, where does this flow go? Does it reach here? Why would it, what's going on?
Yeah.
So the visualization component, the illumination component is what he was really focusing on, just simply for his own knowledge to understand what was going on.
So for those who don't know, illumination is the application dependency mapping, which it gives you that view of the application environment, right? And one of the
things
are the flows. I can see flows between environments or applications or workflows, and it becomes easier to detect a flow that's going between development and production, for example.
Right. So just imagine if you could just see on a whiteboard two hosts, and you draw a line in between them, and it's just going one direction from one host to another host. You click on that line on the screen, and it actually shows you all the traffic that's passing between those two hosts, right?
Yeah.
It's a very, very powerful tool.
Yep.
So this helps you actually design the environment you want to control, right?
It
helps you design those rule sets in your mind saying, hey, I know these flows are needed. They only are needed for this subset of hosts.
Yeah.
And now you're not also restricted from programming your network firewalls. And you can just simply say, hey, across my entire environment, if there's a development host out in Ireland and there's one in Sacramento, I can easily still isolate those two and still let them talk to each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is very hard to do with physical firewalls.
Very.
And one of the nice things I think you were starting to allude to, one of the nice things about Illumio is that you can actually model those policies before actually implementing, right? So Illumination helps you to kind of visualize what this policy that I'm creating or modeling is going to do to my environment. So you kind of do that without breaking stuff.
That's right. So you can imagine from the last episode where we discussed a little bit about how long it took us to deploy hosts to the data center, right?
Yeah.
And some of that was because we were using some physical hosts and it was networking and cabling and rack space and all of that. But there was a significant portion of time, and it's weeks, waiting for HDLs to be written. Now, if I could model all of that ahead of time and I could simply get approval from my security team, then all of a sudden that 2 weeks turns into just a click for approve, right? So, now I've got everything racked. I like it. It's all there. It's cabled. Boom, click. Now it's active.
And you're up and running in maybe 24 or 48 hours as opposed to waiting a week or two to get approvals or actually get the ACLs modeled. And
right. Then it would be my team waiting on my team.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is much easier to deal with than waiting on other teams. Right?
You have actual leverage that you can.
You have control.
You can push your team.
Right. It's truly what it boils down to.
So as you dug into Illumio a little bit more, I guess there were steps, and you eventually got a job interview here and decided to take a job here.
So yeah, I became a contractor here first.
Okay.
I approached a few people and saw there was a transition from Linux only to Linux and Windows.
Yeah.
Right. And this had been happening for a while. And I offered my expertise into the Windows part of that. Yeah. And we worked it out. And I was a contractor here for about 9 months, just providing insight into the Windows environments that I know about.
Yeah.
And then eventually turned into, there was a decent need for me to talk with people and discuss things around the product. And so I moved full time. Yes. Couldn't be happier, though. This company has been great. The product has really fulfilled my expectations, and that's what keeps me here.
So as you were in those early days kind of, you know, playing consultant here, or you were a consultant at Illumia, what were some of those things I'm sure you had in your mind, the problems that you had previously in your career that you would love to have solved for? What were some of those things that kind of stood out that you were able to kind of help shape and mold the product to do?
Well, I think the big one that really kind of stands out in my head more than anything was when we think of traditional firewalls, we think of port and protocol.
Yeah.
Right. But Windows, because we're leveraging the Windows filtering platform, Windows has this beautiful thing you can do, and you can write a rule around a process.
Yeah.
And why do we really even care about that? Well, there's this big thing in Windows called dynamic ports.
Yeah.
And they're available for all operating systems. It's a standard that's out there. But Windows really, Microsoft used the to a huge extent, use especially the high range. There's a low range as well, but they use the high range extensively, especially in Active Directory.
Yeah.
So that was always a hard one, right? Because anytime you hit a hardware firewall with this, you have to open the entire high dynamic range.
You've got a big – and AD uses, what, 20,000 ports somewhere
just
around that?
Just a little bit over 20,000 ports, right? Yeah. So that's a pretty massive –
That's a pretty –
65,000 ports, right?
You could drive a truck through that.
Yeah, you're still opening a massive, massive amount of them.
Yeah.
So the thing I really, really drove home here was if you're going to play in the Windows space, the best place to play is in process space. Of course, port and protocol, we've already got that covered. Yeah. Not a problem.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that are port and protocol things only, right? Like NetBIOS. There's no process behind that.
Yeah, okay.
But for things like Active Directory replication,
yeah,
right? There's a process behind it, right?
And
we can leverage that, right? Yeah. So now instead of statically opening up all those high ports, you can just dynamically allocate the port that that process is requesting, and that's it. That's the only active port.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you've gone from 20,000 plus possibilities down to about 20.
So it's, you've greatly reduced your, we talk about the attack surface, you've greatly reduced your attack surface there.
Yeah.
Just by listening to the process.
Exactly. And there's one other thing that kind of folds right on top of that, which most people don't think about, is these processes are protected processes.
Yeah.
Right? These are processes Microsoft cares about in Active Directory, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they have a layer. They have their own process monitoring service that's looking at those, looking for attacks, looking for changes in it, right?
Yeah.
So you have this whole nother layer of this multi-billion dollar company that's looking at these processes and are worried about it, right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine there is quite a bit of more peace of mind when you're using a process-based rule than you're using a port and protocol.
You know, they're reliable. They will be what they are, right? They're not going to be spoofed or anything like that.
Saying, hey, this is open, this port and protocol, anyone's allowed to pass.
Right.
It says this process specifically is allowed to use this port, this protocol.
So we can create policy that's tied to that process.
Absolutely.
It's super powerful. And this is a unique thing about Illumio. You can't do this. Like you were saying, it's impossible to do it from the network. You have to open up that big gaping hole of 20,000 ports.
That's correct.
But since we're on the host and we're able to watch this process or tie to the process, we can do this unique thing of waiting for a port to open and actually dynamically opening that port in Windows filtering.
And let me take it just one step further.
All right. Let's
because
do it.
Of the Windows filtering platform, you can actually base rules on Windows services.
Okay.
Or users.
Or users.
Right.
So is that some? I mean, talk a little bit about that. Why would we want to tie it to services?
So you can imagine you've got a terminal server and you've got 100 users on it.
Yeah.
You can actually write separate rules for every single user on that box.
Okay.
Pretty impressive at once. But if you think about it even further, you can say, not just allow this user to use the web. Port 80, right? I can say this user is allowed to use Internet Explorer to go out on port 80.
It's a very, very specific, very tight control over policy, I should say.
Right. And then if you have remote applications these people are trying to log into that are web apps, right? You could actually just say, you could only go to this set of web apps. You can't even find the front door on these other ones. It won't even let you out of the box.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So they couldn't even attempt to try and log into an application they weren't authorized for. So,
and this starts to get into some of the adaptive user segmentation capabilities.
That's correct. Absolutely. I just thought I'd tease
at the end of this one. Awesome. Well, you know, thanks for stopping by. I think what we'll do in the next episode is dig into some of those unique things that we do in the world of Microsoft. And then dig into some of the use cases like user segmentation that we do that's leveraging some of the info from Active Directory. Talk about what we're doing with Windows Filtering Platform. We can dig into some of the things that you've done with segmentation templates that leverage the process-based rules and things like that. So, again, Darren, thanks for stopping by and for giving us some insight. And we look forward to the next episode.
No problem. All wonderful right. to be here.
See you.